Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Agriculture research. I guess we'd all agree it's important for farmers, but what effect does it have on you? University of Kentucky grad student Diana Miller.
My research involves evaluating an endophytic tall fescue grass that hopefully will be able to deter insects and other herbivores to decrease the risk of bird airstrike.
It happened 5 years ago this past January, the miracle on the Hudson, they called it, when airline captain Sully Sullenberger successfully did a water landing in New York City after both engines were lost to geese strikes. Miller is working with a New Zealand grass containing an endophyte, a fungus that the grass will tolerate and which has unique characteristics. One, hopefully making the grass taste bad to geese.
The endophyte gives the grass the ability to be more drought tolerant, disease resistant, insect resistant, just kind of a leg up on the other types of grasses out there.
At UK Spindletop Research Farm, with their 2013 test plots comparing endophyte and endophyte-free grasses, Miller employs game cameras and insect traps to monitor bug and bird reaction, checking for a preference for one over the other.
They'll eat this grass, and it will taste bad to them, maybe give them a slight stomach ache, and they'll learn to avoid this grass in that area and move off and go elsewhere.
Off-flavored grasses, fewer geese, fewer airstrikes. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do. And for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811 Now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
We're back with UK grad student Diana Miller doing research on grasses which may be less attractive to all kinds of herbivores and which could have a variety of other useful applications.
The idea is that if you plant this grass at, say, an airport or at a park or at a golf course, the insect levels will be lower and the herbivore populations will be elsewhere. So like Canadian geese that eat grass, they would no longer be a nuisance.
She's just now in the middle of analyzing findings, hopefully by next spring, to draw some kind of conclusions either way.
Even if my research isn't clear-cut where this grass is definitely going to work, it at least is a groundbreaker, kind of gets the ideas pumping for other scientists to expand off of this idea.
Ag research with impact potential well beyond the farm gate. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.